Our scripture for today is taken from the book of James. I invite you to turn with me to the book of James in either the Pew Bible or your Bible. Now, for those who don't know, let those of us who may know where James is to help you out. Where is James, in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. As a matter of fact, James is just about as close to the back of the Bible as you can get. First and Second Peter are right after that. The book of Hebrews is right before that. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but I invite you to turn to James chapter 2, verse 18 is where we will start. Once you find that, please close your Bible on your finger. Stand with me if you would. Let's raise those Bibles high above our head and say the Bible pledge this morning, loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read chapter 2, verses 18 through 26. James says, "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I by my works will show you my faith.' You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith apart from works is barren? Was not our ancestor Abraham justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was brought to completion by the works. Thus, the scripture was fulfilled that says, 'Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.' You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Likewise, was not Rahab the prostitute who also justified by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out by another road? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, last month we were in a teaching series called How to Be a Superhero, and we focused on ordinary people who have now become what we see as biblical superheroes. Through this, we have been trying to see and understand characteristics or traits that we might be able to glean from these folks and help us to live superhero lives ourselves. First, we talked about David. And to be a superhero, David faced Goliath with a dangerous faith, a faith in God, not a fear in Goliath. Second, we learned from Paul that to be a superhero, Paul had focus and fortitude in his life. Third, we celebrated Mary and found that she had a childlike faith and showed obedience to God's plan. Fourth, Cliff spoke of how Joseph's faithfulness led to his greatness and how he dreamed and followed God's will wherever it led him. Fifth, we focused on Noah and we learned that God gave us what? Big, hairy, audacious goals and the means to carry that goal out. And finally, we focused on Moses. Moses, if you remember right, was willing to let go of something that was very valuable to him and allow God to have control so God could do God's wonders. Well, in our worship team gathering, after that series was over, we began talking about all of the wonderful examples in this church and community of modern-day superheroes.